Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, September 1st, 2016 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild one it is as we head into Labor Day weekend and the unofficial close of summer. And things just get stranger and stranger. It's interesting. I've been reviewing Hayek's The Road to Serfdom recently. First printing in 1944. And I have a 50th anniversary edition. So I have the introductions. Well, I have the 50th anniversary edition introduction by Milton Friedman and the prefaces from the 1976 reprint, the 1956 paperback edition, and the original preface by Hayek himself. And it's interesting to see the progression there, but also his experience in Austria and Eastern Europe and watching, and then of course England and America, watching the forces shaping up in otherwise presumed free and democratic societies to create the conditions for what happened in Nazi Germany and fascist Italy and so forth. And so, as I have mentioned, it's important reading, to be sure. Chapter 10 I point to quite a bit, titled Why the Worst Get on Top. And from that chapter, perhaps one of the quintessential notes of the book is paraphrasing Hayek's opening of chapter 10. We think typically, well, of course Nazi Germany, because Hitler, when in reality the opposite is true. Of course Hitler, because not Nazi Germany. And so the point of the book is to make the case for the ingredients and the climate, the conditions, to show when the climate and the conditions are such that a totalitarian regime is on the horizon. And we certainly have those conditions now. It's interesting, you know, you read the book, Patrick Wood is absolutely right. Technocracy is the Trojan horse of globalism by all accounts. Technocracy is the Trojan horse of globalism. It has been for, you could argue, close to 200 years, at least 150 years, there has been a design on foot, perhaps, as John Adams would say, as he put it in a dissertation on the canon and feudal law. A little nod to that document in John Adams' dissertation on the canon and feudal law, first published in 1765, I believe, which is interesting because just 4 years earlier was when James Otis gave his rousing defense of the 53 Boston merchants unsuccessfully, unfortunately, but his oration, nearly 5 hours long, was so rousing, so moving, that young John Adams and others were stirred, galvanized their faith and their belief in America. And there is a connection. In Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, he talks about property being the safeguard of liberty, essentially. And free enterprise and so on, once you start adopting a collectivist mindset, view, approach, ideology, you drift toward totalitarianism and tyranny inevitably. And no man is safe, no man is free. No man has liberty. So, as John Adams put it, it's interesting. From the canon, a dissertation on the canon and feudal law. So, from the dissertation on the canon and feudal law, John Adams wrote, "I leave it to the conjectures of the thoughtful, but it seems very manifest from the Stamp Act itself that a design is formed to strip us in a great measure of the means of knowledge by loading the press, the colleagues, and even an almanac and newspaper with restraints and duties, and to introduce the inequalities and dependencies of the feudal system." This is not a new discussion. "By taking from the poorer sort of people their little subsistence and conferring it on a set of stamp officers, distributors, and their deputies. But I must proceed no further at present. The sequel, whenever I shall find health and leisure to pursue it, will be a disquisition of the policy of the Stamp Act. In the meantime, however, let me add, there are not the vapors of a melancholy mind, nor the effusions of envy, disappointment, ambition, nor of a spirit of opposition to government, but the emanations of a heart that burns for its country's welfare. No one of any feeling, born and educated in this once happy country, can consider the numerous distresses, the gross indignities, the barbarous ignorance, the haughty usurpations that we have reason to fear are meditating for ourselves, our children, our neighbors, in short, for all our countrymen and all their posterity, without the utmost agonies of heart and many tears." I would say the same is true. As true today as it was when John Adams wrote those words, which further calls to mind words just prior to that. "The prospect now before us in America ought in the same manner to engage the attention of every man of learning to matters of power and of right, that we may be neither led nor driven blindfolded to irretrievable destruction. Nothing less than this seems to have been meditated for us by somebody or other in Great Britain." Have you read, Carol Quigley's The Anglo-American Establishment? "Nothing less than this seems to have been meditated for us by somebody or other in Great Britain." This is 1765. So, 250 years ago. The plot is the same. There is a reason for the term Balkanization. It's a very real concept that has been applied in a very real sense around the world. Divide and conquer. Even the most fierce and tribal. So again, the prospect now before us in America ought in the same manner to engage the attention of every man of learning to matters of power and of right, that we may be neither led nor driven blindfolded to irretrievable destruction. Nothing less than this seems to have been meditated for us by somebody or other in Great Britain. There seems to be a direct and formal design on foot to enslave all America. This, however, must be done by degrees. The first step that is intended seems to be an entire subversion of the whole system of our fathers by the introduction of the canon and feudal law into America. The canon and feudal systems, though greatly mutilated in England, are not yet destroyed. Like the temples and palaces in which the great contrivers of them once worshipped and inhabited, they exist in ruins, and much of the domineering spirit of them still remains. The designs and labors of a certain society to introduce the former of them into America have been well exposed to the public by a writer of great abilities. And the further attempts to the same purpose that may be made by that society or by the ministry or parliament, I leave to the conjectures of the thoughtful. Those were the words just prior to what I just read. That all is from a dissertation on the canon and feudal law by John Adams in 1765. Again, just 4 years after James Otis's rousing speech, his oration in defense of the 53 Boston merchants. And this ties directly into Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, because in Hayek's observation, the conditions which created Nazi Germany and the conditions which created fascist Italy and so on, the axis of evil, etc., etc., while most of us could agree, if we study history, were contrived, the conditions those countries were contrived. Nonetheless, the people were brought along and were an essential, a vital element in their own tyrannical enslavement, if you will, which certainly reminds one of Propaganda by Edward Bernays, among others, the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. We are governed, our minds molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of. And as he wrote in Chapter 3 of Propaganda, Bernays, governments, whether they are monarchical, constitutional, democratic, or communist, depend upon acquiescent public opinion for the success of their efforts, and in fact, government is only government by virtue of public acquiescence. So, I don't want to get off too far on that, but it's interesting, you know, you review Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, the conditions that create the Nazi Germanies, the conditions that create the Great American Experiment. It's interesting. Words that have been hijacked, the liberalism, the 19th century liberalism in particular, 18th and 19th century liberalism as it has been known, that was then hijacked, and just like is often the case, very typically, you read Arnold J. Toynbee's study of history, and Toynbee's study of history I think it's chapter 13. I don't remember offhand, but he deals with the subject of language. I've mentioned before the shift from yes, here it is. As Toynbee wrote, if we take as a test case the eruption of modern Western secular civilization out of the medieval Western Respublica Christiana, we may find it illuminating to begin on the lines of our inquiry in the first half of this chapter by citing the evidence of words that had undergone a change of meaning and usage. And we may begin with the word cleric. Side by side with the word clerk in holy orders, we have the humble secular clerk who in England performs minor office work and in America serves behind the counter store. Conversion. Holy day becomes holiday.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of something.
So we're going to kind of tie some ends together in this discussion and hopefully kind of draw this schizophrenia discussion of this week to a conclusion, a nice, tidy conclusion tomorrow. This is a schizophrenia that has plagued America for quite some time, obviously, and has been growing because our culture, our society, our history and identity have been shaped largely, if not primarily, if not entirely, by the suggestibilists and their minions, those who would presume themselves the rulers, the betters of us all. The technocrats are a part of this discussion now, and they, in their hubris, think it's a great thing to redefine the world according to their grand vision, including a new international economic order. That's something that Patrick Wood has talked about a great deal. And I will say that if you're not familiar, if you're not intimately acquainted with the machinations of technocracy as kind of a political and religious ideology, sort of, if you're not acquainted with the finer points of technocracy, it takes some time for the, there's a gestation period, like many things, for the concepts to solidify and really crystallize in one's mind. At least in my humble opinion, that seems to be the case. It's not something that's easily understood because it's such a marked shift from what we have come to know. And again, even Hayek wrote about that in The Road to Serfdom, this shift from the Adam Smiths, the Miltons, the Lockes. It's more than that, but there is that shift toward planning and organization, which is now called planning, et cetera, et cetera. This reminds us, coming forward, of the folks like the organizer. What's his name? The great community organizer. His book, Saul Alinsky, reminds us of Alinsky and the Alinskyites. He's one of the folks, you know. And then you have Alvin Toffler, for instance. Same concepts. So technocracy and communitarianism working hand in hand. Communitarianism is essentially the, to you know, as Nicky Rapana and others have said, if you don't get communitarianism, then you get it, because it's a constantly moving, shifting amalgamation, folding in on itself to create a caste totalitarian system with essentially virtually no personal freedom, no individual liberty, which is anathema. That is contrary to the American experiment, as we understand it anyway. But again, as I mentioned, those diabolical precepts were at work already in the days of John Adams, and even before, one might argue. There are a number of sources on that and reasons to believe that it had been at work for quite some time already. But as John Adams wrote, there seems a direct and formal design on foot to enslave all America. This, however, must be done by degrees. That didn't stop. It didn't end there, which again reminds me of the earlier conversation this week about the business plot, as it's known, that Smedley Butler blew the whistle on. Thank goodness we didn't have a fascist conversion in America. Oh, wait, we have the fascies in Congress, don't we? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Television signal.
Welcome back. Bottom
of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Thursday, September 1st, 2016. August is already behind us this year. And again, we're headed toward Labor Day weekend and the unofficial close of summer. Reflecting on the subject of the general schizophrenia that plagues America. And I want to get back to the Colin Kaepernick discussion from yesterday, which was raised by Renee in North Carolina earlier this week. I've had a number of questions. People have asked what my thoughts are. And it's interesting. There is a great deal of conjecture all around us, a great deal of rhetoric, a great deal of resultant propaganda. But again, how many folks have actually taken the time to listen to Colin Kaepernick in his own words and to hear him speak extemporaneously about the reason that he has chosen to sit or, as it is put, why he is refusing to stand during the national anthem? I believe, in simple terms, it's very difficult to find fault with his reasoning and not to support his view and his belief on the matters that he mentions. It's I think, pretty impressive to hear him speak extemporaneously on his reason or reasons why. And it's pretty simple. I don't hear what's to me perhaps most fascinating and provocative is to listen to him. I don't know about you, and we will hear from him again here in a moment. We played the video clip of him yesterday explaining why he has refused to stand during the national anthem, as it is being phrased, or what I would say, why he is choosing to remain seated. He's making a statement. He has, as I mentioned yesterday, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is right when he says, you know, it reminds one of the old cliche, you know, the difference between serious and committed. The chicken is serious, the pig is committed when it comes to breakfast. A chicken lays an egg, it lives to fight another day. The pig, however, is committed because it probably doesn't see tomorrow in the scheme of breakfast. So Colin Kaepernick has risked personal gain and personal fortune, possibly millions in endorsements, future endorsements, to make a statement and to take a stand that he believes is right. He's convicted in his heart, apparently, about the unjust treatment of certain people who, as he says, don't have a voice and don't have a platform. We played that yesterday. We'll play it again here in a few minutes. But that's what he said. They said, he was asked by one of the reporters, do you feel you personally have been discriminated against? That's not exactly the phrasing that was used, but that was the concept that was asked. And he essentially said, this isn't about me. I'm taking a stand for people who don't have a voice and don't have a platform to talk and have their voices heard and affect change. So I'm in a position where I can do that, and I'm going to do that for people that can't. It's difficult, I think, to find fault with that, especially when you listen to the broader statement that he made. And again, one of the most provocative things that to me comes out of what he said was the spin. Nothing that he said was racially or politically motivated or charged. Nothing that he said to me correlates to the spin that has been presented in mainstream corporate media. And that to me is very provocative. For example, there's a Road Warrior Radio post on Facebook the Instagram message from Fox News, or the Instagram picture from Fox News, that includes the words of senior airman Brian Colfage. And the image has the caption of senior airman Brian Colfage's words: "Next time I hear the national anthem, I'll be sure to stand for both of us, since you feel that you've been oppressed." And senior airman Brian Colfage, who lost his legs and arm in the in military service, making this statement. And according to this image, and I haven't looked into it, but according to this image and the words on it, this statement attributed to senior airman Brian Colfage, he obviously is not acquainted with the facts. I dare say he hasn't even listened to Colin Kaepernick himself, because Kaepernick himself, who made the statement, whom folks are referring to, and which statement folks are referring to, he has said himself when asked, "Do you feel like you've been treated unfairly, or you've been discriminated against?" And he said, "I feel like there are situations where I've been ill-treated, but this stand wasn't for me." That is exactly what he said: "The stand wasn't for me." So to say, "Since you feel you've been oppressed," that's not why he's doing what he's doing. Furthermore, he actually mentions military service members and the poor treatment of them. So in an ironic twist, Kaepernick is actually supportive of senior airman Brian Colfage, whereas the converse is obviously not true. And this is how it starts. This is the balkanization, the divide and conquer. This boastful, uninformed or underinformed ignorance that we are plagued by in America, that is at the heart of the balkanization, that would seek to divide us all, to conquer us all. Which calls again to mind the many words, many, many words, folks like Abraham Lincoln at his Lyceum address. "At what point is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer," Lincoln said, "if it ever reach us, it must spring up amongst us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. Will we die by suicide? At our own hand, divided amongst ourselves, conquered by ourselves?" Andrew Jackson, at the close of his farewell address, had similar words. I tried to get to those during yesterday's broadcast. Andrew Jackson, in his farewell address, said, "It is from within, among yourselves, from cupidity, from corruption, from disappointment, ambition, and inordinate thirst for power, that factions will be formed and liberty endangered. It is against such designs, whatever disguise the actors may assume, that you have especially to guard yourselves. It is from within." I don't know about you, but I would consider folks like Andrew Jackson and Abraham Lincoln to have been in a position, an informed position, to know whereof they spoke. I don't think that those words were chosen in cavalier fashion. The warning, the alarm that has been sounded, is not from abroad, but from within. And Madison, kind of picking up on that concept, warned us that the danger from within springs up when we hear about the constant harping on the issue of an enemy without. so to speak, to paraphrase. Where are we today in America? We have lost sight of our history. What would be what would the condition be in present-day America if we had command of our own history and the things, the concepts, the hopes, the fears of our forebears? What would the condition in America be today? Can you imagine? Again, the words of Andrew Jackson, it is from within, among yourselves, from cupidity, from corruption, from cupidity, from corruption, from disappointment, from disappointed ambition and inordinate thirst for power, that factions will be formed and liberty endangered. These are the same words, in essence, that Friedrich Hayek wrote in The Road to Serfdom. Same words echoed by Abraham Lincoln, the same words echoed by Washington in his farewell address, the same words echoed throughout our history. It is from within, among yourselves, from cupidity, from corruption, from disappointed ambition and inordinate thirst for power, that factions will be formed and liberty endangered. It is against such designs, whatever disguise the actors may assume, that you have especially to guard yourselves. And naturally, whatever disguise the actors may assume calls to mind 2 Corinthians 11, verses 13 through 15. Such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. The Patriot Act is patently unpatriotic. Those who would advance such ideas and ideals are patently un-American. But they're going to masquerade as angels of light. Back to 2 Corinthians 11. Such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. No wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it is not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, whose end will be according to their deeds. So again, as Andrew Jackson put it, it is from within, among yourselves, that factions will be formed and liberty endangered. It is against such designs, whatever disguise the actors may assume, that you have especially to guard yourselves. Especially. Do we guard ourselves, or is everyone in America folding in, collapsing, capitulating, acquiescing to becoming a sycophant of tyrannical totalitarian power, cowering in fear, all the while shouting the Orwellian slogans, you know, we're fighting for freedom and democracy around the world. Really, we are the imperialist conquistador. We are going around the world conquering and to conquer. We are the tip of the spear, the proxy for hegemony. As I mentioned yesterday in yesterday's broadcast, when you look at Iran, and you look at the myriad of United States military installations that surround, that encompass Iran, who is in danger? Is there really anything to fear from Iran? Truly? I would argue that there's more to fear from the influx of grants and funding to our universities here on our own shores from Saudi Arabia, like the $10 million grant to Yale Law School for Islamic studies, which really are not going to be Islamic studies. They're going to be Wahhabist primarily and Salafist studies, a radical ideological bent, a radical hate-filled ideological bent that I have discussed in the past. Islam is not the problem, but those who harness and leverage the Salafist and Wahhabist ideologies and movements are. And its resultant spawning of hate-filled viral behavior that again is galvanized and catalyzed by nefarious forces, primarily the Western intelligence agencies. That's where we got the Mujahideen. It's a commonly known fact, fairly widely held. Hillary Clinton admitted to it on more than one occasion. We've played those clips. Her admitting to it with Greta Van Susteren, her admitting to it before Congress. We've heard it over and over and over, perhaps beginning with Jonathan Quitney's book back in 1984 titled Endless Enemies. This foreign policy is creating a sea of endless enemies. There's more to fear there than from Iran, is there not? Common sense should prevail. We should be acquainted with our history. As Orwell said, who controls the present controls the past, who controls the past controls the future. You can shape the future by controlling history, by controlling people's identity. Again, that gets back to the reshaping of language and history that Toynbee wrote about in A Study of History. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional efficacious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Would that we were acquainted with our history. It's interesting, isn't it? Have we really become that detached from reality and so dull of thought and intellect that we can't look at the Fox News graphic of Senior Airman Brian Kolfage's words and see the glaring error, the erroneous nature of his statement? No offense to Senior Airman Brian Kolfage in particular. But again, according to the image, the Fox News image, that includes the quote, "Next time I hear the national anthem, I'll be sure to stand for both of us since you feel that you've been oppressed." That is a quote attributed to Senior Airman Brian Kolfage. That was a Fox News Instagram post 2 days ago. According to this image, it seems Senior Airman Brian Kolfage and perhaps the broader Fox News community is not properly acquainted with the facts. Fact is, that statement is in error, according to Colin Kaepernick's own words. This is emblematic of our national epidemic, as I mentioned in the previous segment, a boastful, uninformed, or underinformed ignorance. How sad, America. If the Airman Kolfages of the nation only knew, there's far more that unites us than divides us. There's far more that unites us in what Colin Kaepernick said than divides us. How then are we so easily pitted against one another and played off against one another? How is it then that we are so easily, so quickly divided, especially when we have the harbingers, the warnings throughout history? Again, Andrew Jackson's words, it is from within. Among yourselves, from cupidity, from corruption, from disappointed ambition, and inordinate thirst for power, that factions will be formed and liberty endangered. It is against such designs, whatever disguise the actors may assume, that you have especially to guard yourselves. And again, 2 Corinthians chapter 11 comes to mind. No, these such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. No wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it is not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, whose ends will be according to their deeds. United we stand. If we are not intelligent enough and thoughtful enough to even investigate the facts for ourselves before we become divisive, before we take a stand on rhetoric and propaganda, well, then I suppose we deserve what we get, don't we? That'll do it for the first hour Stick around for the second hour coming up right after this short break. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.